Part 9, Feet Shod with the Preparation of Peace. Ephesians 6:15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace is the third piece of armor that God addresses as a part of Him for the battle ahead. A Roman soldier's shoes had spikes similar to some modern athletic shoes. They were used for a good firm grip. These were for protection against sharp rocks and other rough terrain he may encounter. This would add to his easement of movement and strengthen his defense. The shoes that Paul described are spiritual shoes for fighting a spiritual battle. They will also equip us with something to offer needy souls we meet along the way. These shoes also denote traveling in a specific direction for the soldier of Christ. Our commander-in-chief is very clear on our marching orders and the designated time to engage in the battle. Good soldiers will put themselves on the line even unto death. There are few limits on what they will endure for a cause or purpose that they believe in. A Christian has no time or desire for the things of the world, but puts Christ above even his own affairs. 2 Timothy 2:3 and 4 instructs us, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." It is interesting that God chose you and I for his soldiers, not the other way around. When Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, God came looking for them. Genesis 3 verses 9 and 10 tells us, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." God is always looking for us. We were chosen in him from the foundation of the world, and he will not lose even one of us. When Adam was separated from God in the garden, he was ashamed because he was naked. Before the separation, he was clothed, protected, and fortified with the word of God. Today, God covers us and fortifies us with the whole armor of God, which is the Word of God. Preparation of the gospel is the Christian soldier's spiritual readiness for battle. This can only come by the Spirit of God, not just the written word. We prepare by praying and by reading the written word. Then God, by His Spirit, anoints personally to us the same written word. When this happens, the word that was anointed to us consumes us and places him and us together with one mind and one purpose that can never be taken away. There is a time for everything, especially preparation. The Apostle Paul had the incredible experience of being knocked off his horse by the presence of the Lord, yet after this conversion, Paul was sent into the desert for 3 years to prepare for the task that God had for him. The reason for this war and why it becomes our purpose is found in the second chapter of 1 Peter in verse 9. "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." We were once lost, but are now found. Once blind, we can now see the light of this glorious gospel. This good news consumes us, making our ultimate desire to share it with loved ones and friends. The word gospel simply means good news. We can now have this good news by God placing in us His Spirit, or the mind of Christ, and a new heart filled with His love. These God-given attributes will help us to speak boldly the good news whenever and wherever He leads us. Paul asked for just that in his prayer in the 6th chapter of Ephesians in the 19th and 20th verse. "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Think about the love of Christ which he showed by dying for each one of us. He gave us that same love in our new heart, radiating with the gospel message. We become one from the inside out, working the works of God. Remember, God's divine love has an inspired purpose that is always connected with redemption. As we have been anointed and inspired, so will this anointing of peace inspire others, many times without even saying a word. Our world continually offers less and less peace. There is trouble everywhere, globally, our country, local governments, our families, our homes, or even within ourselves. Problems continue to escalate worse and worse. Our leaders come up with new ideas and treaties in an attempt to get along with others. Sadly, since many of these leaders are without the mind of Christ, their methods are thus carnally minded and will have no effect on lasting peace. Real peace can only come from within. The only real peace is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7 tells us, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." Real peace can only come from within, working its way out and manifesting in our human lives. Ephesians 3, 16 and 17 tells us that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. This is the only peace that passes all understanding. There is no earthly reason for it, and yet we have it. The people of the world often marvel at our lives, thinking we are the only ones they know who do not have any problems. We just have the problem solver living within each one of us. No reason for worries or fears, as we know the outcome of every battle, even unto death. His written word abides, as well as the living word that makes the written word reality to us. It makes the invisible visible, giving us confidence and vitality in the face of the enemy. We can be strong and of good courage in the heat of the battle. Remember, God's divine love comes with an inspired purpose that is always connected to redemption. For us to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, we must acquire this supernatural peace at some level within ourselves. And one of the biggest hurdles is the spiritual breakthrough of forgiving ourselves for our vile thoughts and actions prior to this newfound life. Our God forgave us and cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Here they have been obliterated. Even he remembers them no more. What love! Satan's deception is to keep reminding us that we are not worthy of this peace, being too sinful to become ambassadors for Christ. He tries to steal the supernatural presence of God within us and our peace. And as God forgives us and forgets, so must we forgive ourselves to be totally free. Not having peace results in fear and worry, which causes nervousness and stress. These are the attributes of unbelief, canceling our faith. Thus, we are unable to please God and walk in his perfect will for our lives. Hebrews 11:6 tells us, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him." Stress is one of the leading causes of failing health in the world today. It has such power because of the lack of the presence of God and his peace in our lives. His forgiveness and our forgiveness brings us the confidence to approach the throne of grace boldly, accessing what is needed to win the battle that we are in today. He brings the encouragement and definitive direction with the calmness of a sober mind, so that one may think and act as one with authority. He is our peace, our armor, and our sound mind in the heat of the battle. This peace no one can fully understand. Thankfully, he is at the helm of this ship, controlling its every move. A supernatural act of God, coming from the inside out, is the mystery of this peace. The world does not comprehend it without the mind of Christ. This peace strengthens us in the battles, and the victories bring joy to our lives. Nehemiah 8, verse 10 tells us, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." The gospel news sets the will of the Christian soldier with a purpose and a focus above everything else. When the mind and the heart are prepared to serve the Lord, the feet are shod and firmly placed to face any trouble ahead, knowing victory is the only outcome possible. The Apostle Paul was confident of the unfailing eternal love God has for his soldiers. He tells us in Romans 8, verses 36 through 39, "As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He understood the importance of having his feet shod, standing firm, and being prepared for battle whether in season or out, with the gospel or good news of peace to be imparted in God's supernatural way, gathering all the saints in Christ Jesus could never fail. He understood this armor was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ living out his purpose in the believer. It could never fail.